Let's see. Dishes are in the dishwasher. Check. Recycling has been taken out. Supper's planned. That doesn't happen very often. Pray the Lord's Prayer. I should have put that at the bottom of the list. I just always dread it. I don't know. I suppose I better get going on the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There. You did it again.
Did what?
You called me. You said, our Father, who art in heaven. Here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't really mean anything by it. You know, I was just saying my prayers. It's on my to-do list. You know, just wanted to get it done. It makes me feel good. Kind of like getting everything else done. I'm a checkmark person.
All right. Go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
Well, it means, oh, good grief. I don't know what it means. How should I know? I learned the prayer when I was a kid. It's just a part of the prayer. I just say it. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Well, that makes sense. I never thought about hallowed meaning, what the hallowed meaning was. Okay, so thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure. Why not? I guess so.
What are you doing about it?
What do you mean, doing about it? Nothing, I suppose. I just think it's kind of neat. It'd be great if you kind of came down here and took care of everything like it's all neat and tidy up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church, don't I? Every Sunday, almost.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know? And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kinds of books you read?
Hey, stop picking on me. I'm just as good as most of the people that attend church.
Excuse me, I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it'll have to start with the ones who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
All right, I guess I do have a few hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name a few others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much, really, until now. But I really would like to cut out some of those things. I'd really like to be free of some of those things, too.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can be truly won. I'm proud of you.
Well, look, Lord, I really need to finish up here. I have other things on my to-do list. Shopping. I mean, I have other things. I have to walk the dogs, and you know, this is taking a bit longer than usual, so let's get on with it. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this Criticize Me Day? I was just doing my religious duty, you know, and all of a sudden, you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed by it, you know? That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm kind of scared, too.
Scared? Of what?
I have a sneaking suspicion I know what you're going to say.
Try me, and let's see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Alice?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring up Alice. Why did you have to do that, Lord? She's the one who told lies about me. She's the one who spread stories about my family. She's the one who never paid me back for the money that I loaned her. I've sworn to get even with her.
What about your prayer?
I guess I didn't really mean it.
Well, at least you're being honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness around inside, is it?
No. But I think I'd feel better if I got even. Boy, have I got some plans for that neighbor. She'll wish she never moved into the neighborhood.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change that.
You can? How?
Forgive Alice, then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Alice's problem and not yours. You'll have settled your heart.
I think you're right. You always are, Lord. And more than I want revenge on Alice, I want to be right with you, Lord. All right. I forgive Alice. Lord, help her to do the right thing, to go down the right road. She's bound to be awfully miserable, now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around just as negative and bitter as she does, treating people the way she does, some way, somehow, Lord, show her the right way. Show her what it means to follow you. There.
Wonderful.
Now.
How do you feel?
Well, not bad, I guess. Not bad at all. In fact, feeling pretty great now. You know, I don't think I'll actually go to bed tonight and squirm and be uptight and not get much sleep because I'm worried about everything.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
All right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. Good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you'll be tempted. That's your part.
What do you mean by that?
Don't turn on the TV when you know the laundry needs to be done and the house needs to be picked up. Also, about the time you spend coughing with your friends, if you can't influence the conversation to positive things, perhaps you should rethink the value of those relationships. Another thing, your neighbors and friends shouldn't be your standard for keeping up. And please, don't use me for an escape hatch.
I really don't understand that last part, Lord.
Sure you do. You've done it a lot of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get into trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess, and I'll promise you I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yeah, I do, Lord, and I'm kind of ashamed about it. I really am.
Which bargains are you remembering?
Well, you know, there was that night that Dale was out of town for work, and the kids and I were home alone, and the wind was blowing so hard, and the tornado sirens were going on, and I felt like the storm was going to hit us at any moment. And I remember praying, oh, God, if you would just spare us, I'll never skip my devotions again.
The tornado was 10 seconds away from landing on your roof when you called me. I protected you, but you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am, honestly. Up until now, I thought that if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do whatever I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like it did.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? Do you know what would really make me happy?
I really don't, Lord, but I'd love to know. I want to know, Lord, what would please you? Lord, I can see the mess that I've made of my life. And I can see how great it would be to really be one of your followers?
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that is happening between us. Now that some of these old sins are exposed and are out of the way, there is no limit to what we can do together.
Hey, Lord, how about we see what you can make of my life, what we can do together?
Yes, let's see.
Today's scripture reading has a preamble to the Lord's Prayer. This preamble is how Christ is saying not to use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they are heard with their many words. The Lord's Prayer is a fairly short prayer. You can see it on your discussion guide. It's not very long at all, and yet it packs a lot of punch. Jesus is against those who repeat the words of the prayer over and over again with shallow intentions. Jesus wants our earnest and persistent prayer in our lives. Some of us find it difficult to pray, and this prayer is a way to pray, a way that provides us for a way to do it. It has all the things we need. Praises God, praise for God's work in the world, praise for our daily needs, and offers up our own daily struggles. It's all in there if we don't know what else to pray. This is a faithful prayer to be prayed together in worship, to be prayed in small groups, and to be prayed, as it says, in private. Either way, God wants our focus. There wasn't a lot of focus there. God wants our focus, and God wants us to pray with a heart of motivation that seeks getting closer to the Lord, not just praying it in a rote way. Because we can get into that habit. We can pray it without thinking of the words. And yet God wants us to pray it with our hearts. I invite you this week to pray the Lord's Prayer in private, to pray it out loud to yourself, to pray it silently, and to think on each word. Allow the meaning of the prayer to talk to you, to touch your heart, and to come across your lips. This is a challenge for groups, but you can also do it individually, just to really look at the prayer, to really think on the prayer, answer some questions for yourself, and use this prayer to get closer to the Lord. That's what it's about. It's not something for the to-do list. It's something for change in your heart and in your life. Amen.